Welcome, welcome, podcasters, to another episode of Ask Piff. And I am your host, Piff the Plug, like no other. This production is brought to you by Prairie Vista Publications, LLC. What's going on, my podcasters? I know I've been off the air for a minute, but I'm back on first start of month of May. How y'all doing? Well, I ain't doing too good right now because as I read through the news, I hear that we had a visitor in Boston. Yes, I am from Boston. Let's just rep that real quick. But we had a visitor, Adam Jones from the Baltimore Orioles. It was at Fenway Park. So the citizens of Boston, maybe they was, maybe they wasn't. I'm not too sure. Not of minority persuasion, I may add, decided to call this man a nigger while he was playing or doing his job playing baseball. I don't follow baseball like that, people, and I'm sorry about that. That's just really not my sport. I'm an NBA, NFL type of man, UFC. But this right here struck me, man, as crazy. I thought we was in the land of equality, the land of opportunity. So I guess these opportunistic people in Fenway took the opportunity. It's always that cup of courage that's in the middle of it, that beer. And they decide to call this man a nigger and start throwing things at him from the stands in the crowd. And there was no reprimand for this at all. But if you go through any one of these stadiums and catch one of these fools streaking through the outfield, he's tackled, arrested, charged, maybe fined in court. But this man is verbally assaulted while he's doing his job with nothing. No security, no removal, no nothing. Not to mention the man is doing his job, but what about the other fans that are in the crowd that may not be comfortable with this tone? Or were there enough out there that was comfortable with this tone that this was tolerated? See, these are the questions that I ask. And I ask this personally because this is my city. You understand? And they wouldn't do that if they was walking around here. They don't just go around here you're calling people niggas just like that left and right. We don't tolerate that. So I don't know what this cup of courage that's been given to these people in the ballparks. Yes, I'm talking about beer and alcoholic beverages, because this is the only reason why they feel bold enough to do this. And yes, if you're bold enough to do it out there, then you do it at the dinner table too. Let's just call people out for what they are. You understand what I mean? You guys ain't ready for no racial equality. You want war. And I'm trying to tell y'all, my fellow Bostonians who did this, this is something that you don't want is war. Okay? You disrespected a guest that came into our city. You allowed him to bring this out on national media and prove everybody point that Massachusetts is one of the most racist states in all the union. Well, you just solidified that myth. It's not a myth anymore. It's a fact and a reality. That was disgusting. That was very disgusting. And the Major League Baseball hasn't done a thing about this. No reprimand to the team. No reprimand to Fenway Park Stadium. No nothing. Where's our leaders at? Where's Stephen A. Smith? Where's Shaquille O'Neal? Where's Charles Barkley? They spoke on Kaepernick putting his kneeling down on the national anthem, but this man was disrespected. Nobody says nada. It's not no outbreak, no worldwide news. Come on, man. Where are we at, people? So the word nigga is just cool. I like to know who changed it to N-word anyway. Who was in that meeting when these folks decided to change it to N-word? Was there any minorities? Did they have a say? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself, people. Things are just being changed right in front of you, and you're being like a puppet and just listening to it. Wake up, man. Yo, Piff the Plug is on some real business right now, because I'm cooked. I'm cooked and I'm disgusted that the people in my fair city, would take the gall and audacity to be that disgusting, to use them racial slurs on that man like that. and then throw food at him like he was an animal in a cage. I thought we overcome all this. This happened in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. We in the year 2000 and we still going through this. Really? Is it over or is it covered up? You know what I'm saying? Is this some sort of new Jim Crow? What are we doing here? I ain't heard nobody speak about this in Boston at all. This should be a major outcry. But if it was in reverse, it would have been a major outcry. Man, pimp the plug, man. I'm signing out, man. Real disgusted right now with my city, man, for real. Real disgusted with my city. I just wish them citizens in Boston who did that would step up. Don't let that cup of courage hold you. Step up. Come to the other minorities in the city, because I know you wouldn't do it. Man, pimp the plug signing out, man. Yo, hit me on my website, www.askpiff.com. Once again, that's www.askpiff.com. Peace.